Welcome to Gardening in Florida. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is Teresa Bowerack. She is going to be frequently on Gardening in Florida, and she should be because she is not only an urban horticulture agent and a master gardener program leader, she is with UFIFAS Extension, which is a trusted source of gardening information. Welcome, Teresa.
Hi, Nanette. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a time of year with, you know, hurricane season's kind of here.
Oh, no. Yes.
And, you know, I was talking with my family about when do we trim our trees? How do we find a certified arborist? And I think you kind of have some tips for people.
We do. So it's actually best to trim most of your trees, and there are exceptions to certain flowering and fruiting trees. It's best to prune them in the winter before we get a lot of early growth in the spring, but that doesn't mean you should ignore them if you haven't done it yet coming into hurricane season. You have time still to prune dead and diseased or crossing rubbing branches, which would be the number one priority before we get into a windy, stormy season.
So let's start off with finding a certified arborist. Why is that important?
So that's really, really important to find a certified arborist, and the group that certifies arborists is the International Society of Arboriculture. It's truly worldwide and international, and they have a website that I know you're going to share in the link that is a place where you can find an arborist by your zip code. The reason it's important is that it takes years of training and experience to even sit for the exam, so they have a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, and there's continuing education to keep those skills sharp. It's something that's an ongoing, lifelong learning. And so when you hire a certified arborist, you know that person is more knowledgeable. We also have to swear to a code of ethics so that we're being ethical in our treatment of trees. And that's really important because trees are such an important community resource, you know, beyond just your yard. So that website would be the place to go where you can look by your zip code and see who is in your area. It's also important, we always encourage folks to get a couple of quotes because sometimes opinions and certainly prices will vary. So call around and get two or three written quotes as to what they think should be done and how much that's going to cost.
Now, are palm trees, should they be treated differently? Do you need to have a specialist come in for palm trees versus your hardwoods?
So they are very different, and palms aren't even trees, actually, because they don't have any. They're not hardwoods. But they are different. Most certified arborists in Florida should have that experience, but I always ask people to ask them because you might have a certified arborist who just moved here from a northern state, and they may not have that experience. So there isn't a separate qualification, but I would encourage folks with palms that need care to certainly ask for, you know, their level of experience in dealing with palms. And frankly, the really good rule of thumb in pruning palms is don't prune any of the fronds until they are completely dead and brown.
Absolutely. I mean, I honestly, you know, I look around, I see a lot of dead trees, literally dead trees, not dead branches. Now, if those trees are completely dead and just say they're not on your lawn, what can you do? Do you call the county or where do you call to get some help with that?
That's a tricky question. So the key here is going to be who is that property owner. So wherever that tree is existing, you have to figure out who owns that property. You know, if it's a neighbor's house, it's as simple as finding the address and then, you know, reaching out if you're comfortable with the neighbor, reaching out to them. But if not, of course, you can call the city, or if you're in unincorporated Pinellas, you can call the county and then let them know, say, you know, there's a dead tree. It doesn't look like anyone's addressed it. And here we are coming into storm season. You're right. There are a lot of them that, you know, either were damaged during the storm or we're seeing that damage finally, you know, taking its toll on the trees from the previous storms, unfortunately.
Teresa, will you share with people the kinds of resources that are on the website? And also, I sign up for the newsletter, which is quite often how I do gardening in Florida. Tell people how they can sign up for the newsletter. And you cover so many different things.
Yeah, so we have a newsletter called the Planting Pinellas Post, which is on the Extension website for Pinellas County, and I think you'll share that link with everybody. And if you go to the Lawn and Garden section, that's kind of the Everything Plants section, there's a link there to subscribe to the newsletter, and I would love for folks to sign up. We share tips, upcoming classes that might, you know, be pertinent to a gardener or landscape person, And also always just put a contact in there so people can reach out and ask us questions directly, you know, by email or by phone.
And I also want to share, since I did work at one point with Florida Botanical Gardens, this Master Gardener program is really special. And whether you're retired or not retired, it tells people why it's so much fun to be involved in this.
Wow. How much time do you have? No. The reason it's so much fun to be involved in the Master Gardener program is it is an opportunity to really learn a lot about botany. But the more important thing is to really connect with a community of, you know, like-minded plant people. So you might be in a school garden, a community garden, or maybe here at the Florida Botanical Gardens where our main office is located. And you might be caring for plants and having conversations with people. And it's just really fulfilling when somebody comes to you and their plant is sick or their tree is dying and you offer them really good advice. And maybe you save the plant or you save that person a lot of money or you prevent them from using an unnecessary pesticide. It just leaves you with a really good feeling. It's, you know, there's a lot going on in the world that's frustrating and difficult, and this is one thing that you can control and one thing you can contribute to.
I always like to say the garden is my resume. Teresa Baderick, we thank you so much for being with us, the Urban Horticulture Agent, Master Gardener Program Leader for UFIFAS Extension. We've been talking today about how to trim your trees, when to trim your trees, the difference between hardwoods and palms. Teresa, thank you so much for being on Gardening in Florida.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Until next time, keep on growing, folks.